There is a saying which says, you may not be able to choose your family, but you can choose your friends. And many of us might relate to having friends in at least a few of the groups, such as neighbourhood friends, school friends, student, work, church, sport, hiking, etc., etc. The list is endless. And with social media, this brings an even longer list of possible friends, with suggestions to become friends with faceless people who might have a link with friends of friends of friends. This set me thinking about true friendship or fellowship. It's a real blessing to find a long-term friend. In an old autograph album, I found this poem. Remember this and bear in mind, a faithful friend is hard to find. And when you find a friend faithful and true, never exchange the old for new. True friends know our weaknesses and still stand by us to support and encourage. As Christians, we believe that Jesus is the very best friend we could have, to whom we can take everything in prayer. In John 15, verses 13 to 17, we read, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love each other. This passage follows the part where Jesus talks about the vine and the branches, and I think it illustrates the need for us as a church community to remain close and committed to one another and to God the Father, who loves and cares for us. Jesus said he had come to show us something of that great love. Psalm 133, verse 1 says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Friendship or fellowship is sharing with others of like mind, with hearts and souls joined together in a common purpose, showing mutual support, respect, and trust for one another. Sharing joys, giving comfort in sorrow, and encouraging one another. Jesus is central to our fellowship groups. That's what makes them different from some of the other communal groups in our society. And we should need to make no apology for this. People coming to church expect this. And if they see something different, they will stay. Some of us have seen this happen. As many begin to physically come back together, may we keep this vision before us, whilst remembering the good things that we've learned through meeting in different ways and getting to know new people and new groups connected with our church over the past few months. God bless each one of us as we continue to encourage one another.